Underground Escape by Hayden Middleton. Illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Micro World and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, the bite made the big wheel spin fast. The bite stopped the big wheel so that Cat and Ant were stuck at the top. Cat and Ant used the bee machine and jetpack to escape. Code key, 9 collected. You are in the Forbidden Valley Zone.
Before you read, sound checker. Say the sound. Or. 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 Sound spotter. Blend the sounds. Th. Or. T. Thought. K. Or. T. Caught. W. Or. K. S. Walks. Or. F. All. Awful. Into the zone. What do you already know about the bite?
The dino bite. Max, Tiger and Minnie were looking for the code key when a terrible sound filled the air. If that's the bite, I hope I don't get caught by it, said Tiger. Let's look it up on the gizmo quickly. Dino bite. Walks with heavy steps. Attack. Extremely sharp claws. Sonic blaster. Controls. Sonic blaster. The sonic blaster makes the dino bite's roar even louder. It causes the ground to shake. The controls. Spins the big wheel faster. Makes the volcano erupt. Turns up the heat. The dino bite uses its controls to cause all sorts of bad things to happen. Stop the bite. The code key is in the bite's chest. I thought that roar sounded awful, said Tiger. I'm glad you brought your gizmo to help us fight that bite, Minnie. The bite is roaring again, said Minnie. I can hardly hear you talking.
Now you have read The Dino Bite. Take a closer look. What three things can the dino bite control in this zone? Thinking time. Would the dino bite be able to sneak up and take you by surprise? Look back at pages 6 to 7 and use the clues to help you answer the question. Can the dino bite walk quietly? Can the dino bite conceal itself? Would it be able to sneak up on you? Yes. No. Plus, yes, no. Equals, yes, no. The dino bite can really roar. Before you read, sound checker. The sound to remember when you are reading this book. Or, or, or. Word alert. Blend the sounds. Remember the sound you have practiced. Thoughtful. Naughty. Almost. Into the zone. Do you know what happens in a real earthquake?
The Quake. Chapter 1. Shaken Up. The dino bite's roar filled the air. It was deafening. Look, Rex is trying to escape from the noise, said Minnie. Come back, you naughty dragon. The roaring grew louder, and the ground began to tremble. The earthquake is shaking the path, cried Max. Almost at once, the roaring and quaking stopped. Phew! We can walk again, said Tiger. Hold on, said Max. Where's Rex? I thought he was over by the rock, said Tiger. Not any more, cried Minnie. Chapter 2. Sitting Targets. Then the friends heard Rex's scared call. They raced to help him. Snorp! Snorp! A huge crack had opened in the earth. Luckily, Minnie spotted it and stopped just in time. Max and Tiger were running fast. Minnie was in their way. So all three tumbled inside. Rex has caught his paw, but he isn't hurt, said Minnie, easing Rex's paw free. Max looked thoughtful. I'll fire the wire from my watch so we can haul ourselves up, he said. Above them, the bite ordered the mites to clean up the mess. They began to sweep bits of broken path down the crack. Max, Tiger, and Minnie were worried. They needed another way to escape. Chapter 3. All aboard. Tiger searched through his backpack for the driller. I'm so glad I brought this. We can drill our way out, Tiger cried. Good plan, said Max. They all shrank to fit inside the driller. Let's get out of here, yelled Minnie. Tiger pressed the button, but the engine stalled. Max reached over and pressed the other button. The engine worked just fine. Now Tiger could drill up through the earth to the surface. Max, Tiger, Minnie and Rex grew back to normal size. "Thanks, Tiger," said Minnie. "Now we need to find the code key." "Let's split up and look for the bite," said Max.
Now you have read The Quake. Take a closer look. Can you explain how Max, Tiger and Minnie were feeling after they fell into the crack in the earth? Why were they worried? Thinking time. How did Max, Tiger and Minnie escape? Can you think of anything else they could have tried? Tiger thought up a good plan.